sitting in the Frankfurt airport. It was a little hectic this morning. Somehow or another, I got up later than I planned, and I had to get to the airport on good time because the flight was just a little after six. Fortunately, I made it on time, and I spent my flight over here just chanting japa and looking at pictures of Radha Shyam. Really put everything in perspective. And when I got here to the airport and sat down in the lounge to look for a quote for As It Is, then I saw Srila Prabhupada's glorification of book distribution. And it was really interesting. You can see it. It's over there on the website. How Srila Prabhupada is saying that by distributing books, everyone is blessed. And if you distribute many books, then you become more blessed. But then he qualifies it. He says, but actually, there's no such thing as being more blessed or less blessed, because everyone is equally blessed. However, from a absolute consideration, still there are extra blessings to be achieved by distributing more books. And then he gives the example, just like in the spiritual world, there are gopis, cowherd boys, cows, blades of grass, everyone plays their role in Krishna's lila, and everyone is equal. No one is considering themselves to be superior. However, he says from an objective point of view, Ramya Kachitupasana Vajabadhu Algina Vakalpita, the gopis seva is considered to be extraordinary. It's considered to be superlative to all of the others. And then, of course, as you all know, the other types of rasa or relationships are also similarly graded. So this is the benefit of distributing more books in Krishna consciousness. Is the benefit of taking greater risk and spreading Krishna consciousness. I'm thinking of Govinda Maharaj, who's traveling around here and there, taking so much risk in order to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in Kazakhstan. What to speak of the devotees who are there, whose homes have been bulldozed. And Srila Prabhupada points this out in the next devotion. He says that devotees should take risks on behalf of Krishna. And once again, I'm not belaboring this point, but somehow it keeps coming up. We should not be excessively comfortable. We shouldn't be too comfortable in our little comfort zones. But rather, we should always be taking risks. We should always be stepping out. We should always be going beyond what's comfortable, beyond what's easy for Lord Chaitanya's service, and that will give us extra blessings. Blessings over and on top of following the regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds. And here's the opportunity. It's Christmas marathon. So do something extra, do something special to get the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Shyam, just like Srila Prabhupada did something extra, did something special by stepping out of Vrindavan, by coming to the West, by living in the Bowery, by sacrificing so much, accepting so much inconvenience, and even, as he pointed out, by decreasing the duration of his life by 10 years. This is Krishna consciousness. This is the missionary spirit. This is what gets Krishna's attention. Right now I need to, I just received a email from the travel agent who's supposed to be meeting me at the airport in Kazakhstan, telling me that I should print out my letter of invitation that's on my computer. Unfortunately, there's no printer nearby, and that I should bring with me some passport photos, but unfortunately I got this instruction sitting here in the airport, so I'm going to have to go run around somewhere and see if I can really locate some place that does passport photos. If I can, I'll get back to you in a little while, but it seems like I've got too many things to do on board right now to be able to think peacefully in regards to sending a Lanthiropod cast. And if not able to communicate with you from Kazakhstan, then as I mentioned, I will send written messages. If for some reason that doesn't succeed, well, Hare Krishna, then we'll be in touch in about a week.